Wow, what a blessing for the snow that most of the state of Kansas received over the last couple of weeks. This is extremely important for the moisture and to help insulate the wheat crop with the sub-zero temperatures we experienced. Let's hope we continue to receive the much-needed moisture. You might think it is a bit early to start thinking about those weeds that can magically appear in your crop fields. Weeds compete with wheat for light, water, nutrients, and space. Uncontrolled weeds in wheat decrease yields, lower quality, and interfere with harvest. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. It is important to scout your fields and properly identify young weed seedlings early in the season to develop an effective weed management strategy. Understanding the life cycle of the weeds will also help with identification and control. Basically, weeds are divided into different categories depending on their emergence and growth pattern. There are winter annuals, summer annuals, and perennials. Winter annual weeds generally emerge in the fall of the year, go dormant over the winter, resume active growth in the spring, and then flower and set seed before dying in the summer. Winter annual weeds are generally most susceptible to herbicides in the fall or before they have begun to bolt or joint in the spring. These include grasses and broadleaves such as cheatgrass, jointed goatgrass, mustards, field pennycress, or henbit. Winter annual weeds are usually the most abundant type of weeds in winter wheat because they have a similar life cycle. There are several herbicide options for controlling winter annual broadleaf weeds in wheat. Generally, fall applications will provide the best control of winter annual weeds with any herbicide as long as the weeds have emerged. The majority of winter annual weeds usually will emerge in the fall, although you can still have some emergence in the spring, especially if precipitation after planting is limited in the fall. However, winter annual weeds that emerge in the spring often are not very competitive with the crop, at least in years when there is a good crop stand. However, this year may be a different story with the limited growth of our wheat crop. Some herbicides can work well even when applied during the dormant part of the season, while others perform best if the crop and weeds are actively growing. The key difference relates to the degree of soil activity provided by the herbicide. Herbicides that have good residual activity, such as Glean, Finesse, Amber, or Rave, can generally be applied in January and February when plants aren't actively growing and still provide good weed control, assuming you have proper conditions for the application. Most other herbicides, which depend more on foliar uptake, will not work nearly as well during the midwinter months when the wheat and weeds aren't actively growing, as compared to a fall or early spring application. Spring herbicide applications can be effective for winter annual broadleaf weed control as well, but timing and weather conditions are critical to achieve good control. Spring applications generally are most effective on winter annual broadleaf weeds, soon after green-up when weeds are still in the rosette stage of growth and during periods of mild weather. Once weeds begin to bolt and the wheat starts to develop more canopy, herbicide performance often decreases dramatically. Please give me a call if you have further questions on weed management. The Post Rock Extension District will be hosting one of the KSU North Central Northwest Regional Weed Management Update meetings on Thursday, February 16th in Kensington. The meeting will be held at the First St. John Lutheran Church and will start at 9 a.m. and conclude around noon. Lunch will be served following the program thanks to sponsor Trinity Ag LLC. There is no cost, however, registration is requested by Friday, February 10th, either online at www.postrock.ksu.edu or by calling any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. A minimum of 10 participants are needed to hold the meeting. Hope to see you there. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a wonderful day.